Welcome to episode 435 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. 1 Timothy 4 verse 10, "For to this end we toil and strive, because we have our hope set on the living God, who is the Savior of all people, especially of those who believe."
So let our faith be more than anthems, greater than the songs we sing. And in our weakness and temptations, we believe.
This week, we have stressed the importance of belief. It's a matter of life and death. C.S. Lewis, the British writer and theologian, argued that you never know how much you really believe anything until its truth or falsehood becomes a matter of life and death to you. What do people believe today? With countless documentaries, books, movies, TV shows, and both fringe and conventional reporting about UFOs, the possibility of extraterrestrial life has captured the imagination of Americans for decades, even if it has been stigmatized. In recent years, following the release of official military videos featuring strange objects in the sky, this obsession reached the mainstream and spurred Congress to order intelligence officials to report back on these sightings. But experts say this hyper-interest in UFOs and what might be out there is not just an American phenomenon, that it is truly more global in nature. From Europe to China, from Russia to Australia, public interest in UFOs is very real. About two-thirds of Americans say their best guess is that intelligent life exists on other planets, according to a 2021 Pew Research Center survey. 51% say that UFOs reported by people in the military are likely evidence of intelligent life outside Earth. In a 2018 survey, 41% of Americans believe that aliens visited Earth in the ancient past. A survey conducted by Civic Science in 2020 revealed that 23% of Americans believe that the government is hiding evidence of aliens at Area 51. That's aliens. That's extraterrestrial life. That's UFOs. What else do people believe? A 2022 YouGov poll finds that a little more than one quarter of Americans, including 37% of adults under 30, say that they believe in astrology, or that the position of the stars and planets influence people's lives. Yes, astrology. Horoscopes. India holds the number one spot for astrology-related Google searches. India has its own system, known as Vedic astrology, which has been used to arrange marriages and predict childbearing opportunities. But people also use it to select the perfect time to launch a business or even predict international political events. Astrology is also extremely popular in China, Sri Lanka, Nepal, and Great Britain. Cryptozoologists study cryptids, creatures whose existence has yet to be or cannot entirely be proven. Bigfoot, Nessie the Loch Ness Monster, yes, she has a name, the Jersey Devil, the Virginia Mothman, and werewolves are just a few of the many creatures that are studied in the world of cryptozoology. One in four Scots believe in Nessie. One in four Canadians believe in Sasquatch or Bigfoot. The 2020 Civic Science survey found that 11% of Americans also believe in Bigfoot. Note that some creatures like the Komodo dragon, the platypus, the giant squid, and even the kangaroo and gorilla were once cryptids. The Greek philosopher Plato told the story of Atlantis around 360 BC. The founders of Atlantis, he said, were half god and half human. They created a utopian civilization and became a great naval power. Their home was made up of concentric islands separated by wide moats and linked by a canal that penetrated to the center. In a 2018 survey, 57% of Americans believe that Atlantis or other advanced ancient civilizations existed. More than half of Americans believe that you can influence the physical world with positive thought. More than 15% believe that fortune tellers can see into the future. It's no time in the recent past, have there been more people who have subscribed to conspiracy theories than now? That said, about a third of Americans say flat out that most conspiracy theorists are crackpots. But as many as 22% believe that when it comes to so-called conspiracy theories, there is more to them than the official accounts of the events. What do Christians believe? Setting aside which of these theories or phenomena hard to be verified by science are believed by Christians, what is a good summary of Christians' spiritual beliefs? The Apostles' Creed, though not written by the apostles, is the oldest creed of the Christian church and is the basis for others that followed. The contemporary form is as follows. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. In its oldest form, the Apostles' Creed goes back to at least 140 AD. Many of the early church leaders summed up their beliefs as they had an opportunity to stand for their faith. Many were inspired by 1 Timothy 6, verse 12. Fight the good fight of the faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called and about which you made the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. These statements developed into a more standard form to express one's confession of faith at the time of baptism. It is not scripture, but it is a simple list of the great doctrines of the faith. The word Catholic means relating to the Church Universal, and was the word used in the original version of the Creed. It does not mean the Roman Catholic Church, but the Church at large, the body of Christ, as a universal fellowship. Version of the Creed, we said, he descended to the dead. Other versions say, he descended into hell. Neither of these were part of the Creed in its earliest form. The phrase communion of saints was probably a late addition to the Creed, for it cannot be traced back beyond the 5th century AD and was not widely accepted till the 8th. No reason can be found to prove that it at first meant anything other than that believers shared common faith and common blessings in this life. The idea of the blessed departed and of class distinctions among them, for example, eminent martyrs and dignitaries, came along later. It grew to its height in the 12th century. Other than the Apostles' Creed, the Nicene Creed is likely the most universally accepted and recognized statements of the Christian faith. This articulation of beliefs was first adopted in 325 AD at the Council of Nicaea. The Roman Emperor Constantine convened the first ecumenical council of the Christian Church in an attempt to unify the Church with one doctrine, especially on the issues of the Trinity and the deity and the humanity of Christ. Various denominations have modified these creeds to reflect differences in doctrinal areas of emphasis or fundamental differences in belief. What do you believe in? While there are many important truths in which it is important for us to believe, there is no more basic statement than what Paul and Silas said to the Philippian jailer in Acts 16, verse 31. Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your household. Father, help us to believe first and foremost in Jesus, and then may the Holy Spirit convict us of other fundamental beliefs to which we should subscribe. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.